I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this week, we have a show, which is better than last week when we didn't have a show, because there was no show. Think on that a while. Anyway, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. So, on with the show. First of all, this is an article that would have been on the show last week if we had had a show last week, but we didn't have a show last week. So, therefore, this is an article that is on this show this week. Yes. Google has announced that Chrome OS is, in fact, here to stay. It's not going away. There are going to be features merged from Android, potentially, and Android apps will be able to run on your Chromebook. But other than that, it will be around. So you are safe, I tell you, safe to go and buy a Chromebook for Christmas. Which, of course, everyone should do. Go out and buy a Chromebook just because it will irritate Microsoft. Which I'm all for. By the way, irritating Microsoft. So, there you go. A bit of news. This is actually from an article by Engadget. That talk of Google merging Android and Chrome OS effectively killing Chrome OS as you know it? Google would rather you forget all about that. In a follow-up to its early rebuttal, the search firm acknowledges that it's working on ways to bring together the two platforms, but insists there's no plan to phase out Chrome OS. Which would make sense, because they're selling lots of Chromebooks, particularly in education. A lot of schools are picking up Chromebooks for their students. So, and, you know, and it's just, it's a nice platform. I like it. So there you go. And it's Linux. So I'm secretly pulling for Linux to take over the world, as always. Yes. So, then I announced that there's no show, which there wasn't last week. So, and I had to rebuild a server. Actually, I had to build a server to be a server for a program that was running on another server. But I figured that would be too confusing to say in a post on my blog, so I just said I had to rebuild a server because it was too confusing to go the other direction. Anyway, there is a new Roku. Now, you know, of course, that's dangerous because anytime there's a new Roku, I want to run right out and buy a new Roku. Ah! But that's, you know, that's just me. I like to have the latest, greatest, whatever. But in this case, I'm interested, but I'm not compelled. Because its major new feature is that it does 4K, you know, videos. Of which there are practically none available yet. One day there will be more 4K videos, and then you'll want to have a Roku 4. But until then, eh. So anyway, this is from streamingmedia.com by Tony Dreyer. He says, Roku is taking the lead on 4K, becoming ultra-high-definition, making ultra-high-definition support the defining feature of its new Roku 4 set-top box. Someone's got to be first, and while there isn't much 4K content around yet, there you go, Roku is helping TV lovers find and stream it. That gives it a critical differentiator over the new Apple TV, which doesn't support 4K. Barely supports 1080p. So there you go. So anyway, it's nice, but it's not compelling me to go out and pay the $149 or whatever it is that it costs yet. Subject to change. But at any rate, that's just the way it goes. Next item, TeamViewer 11. Now, I posted this earlier in the week. Let's see, November the 10th is when I posted it. And I had an email from a viewer or a watcher of the blog or reader of the blog, whatever, who said, well, now, you know, Dr. Bill, TeamViewer has been used by people to break into systems. And I went, what? And then he went on to explain that, in fact, people have used TeamViewer by doing social engineering. In other words, calling up people and saying, hi there, do you have TeamViewer? Oh, well, I need to get in your system to fix something. And then the dummies went ahead and gave them the number, the code number, so they could get into their system. That's not the fault of TeamViewer. That's the fault of people being dumb and falling for social engineering. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain doing it. No, that's nothing to do with TeamViewer. So I still like TeamViewer. So TeamViewer 11. Now 10 is the latest version that is production, shall we say. But TeamViewer 11 beta is out. It's 15 times faster. And here's the part I like, having just said how much I like Chrome. They have a Chrome version of TeamViewer 11 beta. So if you have TeamViewer 11 beta on your PC and you have TeamViewer 11 beta Chrome, you can go from your Chromebook to your PC. And for those applications that still only run on PC, you see the advantage. So that's pretty cool. So this is an article from Beta News. They say that TeamViewer has unveiled TeamViewer 11 beta, a preview for its free to for personal use remote control package. Now, about that, if you have Windows Enterprise, then it will throw up a thing that says, we suspect you're using this from a business. And they want you to pay up. Yeah, they won't penalize you for it other than throwing up the banner and saying, we think maybe you're using this for other than personal reasons. But, you know, if you just happen to have Enterprise Windows, like on your laptop or something, which you may have had from work, but you're using it for personal use, well, there you go. Performance enhancements are a highlight. 15 times faster file transfers, a potential 30% reduction in data usage. Image rendering has been optimized, bringing better image quality to any given bandwidth. And they have a shiny new TeamViewer Chrome OS app that gives you even more ways to connect. So there you go. Keep putting my mouse over here, so I have to go find it. Excuse me. While my throat dries out. I don't know what it is. Every time I do a show and start talking, my throat dries. I guess because I don't talk a lot normally. Yeah. I know, Fred, you don't believe it, do you? Probably because it's true. Anyway, Google will no longer support older Windows with Chrome. What this means is, if you still have Windows 98 or Windows ME running on a PC, first of all, why? Secondly, you're not going to be able to run Chrome on it because Chrome is going to say, are you kidding me? Which I would say if I were there with you as well. Are you kidding me? So, and even XP is suspect. I mean, after all, support for Windows XP ended in April of this year. No more security patches. So Chrome is going, no. We're not going to do that. Wow, I cough. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get something to drink here because my throat is actually burning. In case you're wondering, yes, it's milk. Milk is good for you. It builds bones and teeth and things. It also helps keep your throat from drying out. Anyway, I have my mouse here in my hand because I'm using it to control the screen over there. Anyway, oh! It says, boy, you really need help. I'm going to give you Geek Software of the Week. Drum roll, which is what that was all about. Geek Software of the Week this week is BandiZip. Somehow that reminds me of Star Wars. You remember the Banthas? Bendy Zip. Anyway, it's an all-in-one free zip archiver. It will unzip many file formats, including RAR, ACE, ACE, EIS, ALS, APP, ARG, BRF, BIN, BIZ, BIZ2. You think I'm making this up, but this is actually the formats. EGG, G, ZIN, JAR, IMAGE, IPA, IS, LAR, ZLAMA, PUMA, CISERA, ZUMA2, TISA, CHISISNAN, ERDIF, WAR, WIM, XI, and Z. And no, I'm not going to do it a second time. Whoa. However, it will extract all of those. The list is available on the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. However, it will only compress files into zips, tars, tzgs, elstis, isos, zs, and xs. I don't make this up. You can actually look it up, and that's what they are. Anyway, BendyZip is lightweight, fast, and free all-in-one zip archiver. It has a very fast zip algorithm for compression, extraction, and fast drag-and-drop, high-speed archiving, and multi-core compression. It handles the most popular compression formats, which I've already mentioned. I'm not going to go over it again. Okay, however, I have on the blog, which I'm pointing at on the screen, a video from YouTube that you have to see, particularly if you're a Fallout 4 fan, which is very alliterative. Fallout 4. So, a lot of people playing Fallout 4. I even heard a guy on the radio say, if you're worried you haven't seen friends, family, or coworkers, people have been off work, it's been because of Fallout 4. They're all staying at home playing the video game, which was released this week. But this guy, he decided he liked the sword in Fallout 4, which is called the Shish Kebab. But the main thing that's cool about it is it has flames. Yes. So this guy from Make Magazine did a actual flaming sword. Look, it looks just like the one in the video game, and it's on fire. He had lots of fun with that. So you need to go see that video. You can go to the blog, drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as I said earlier, and watch that video. Dude. It's fun. So do it now! And remember until next time that the doctor is out of here! Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.